Welcome to the Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Enjoy fun and amusing ways to nurture relationships with insights on improving vision for a brighter future, expanding value with gained wisdom and increased vitality through legacy living. Live your best life now with our host, the dancing motivator, Penny Lee Prevost.
Thank you so much for that introduction, Carl, and welcome to Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Of course, today is the best day of the week, being Friday. I love Fridays because I have an opportunity to touch people's hearts in a positive way. And my goal with this podcast is to help encourage other people to do the same and cause a ripple effect. So we have more people being extra nice on Fridays. And we talk about our 4 C's for success strategy on our podcast. And the 4 C's are, first, commitment. Commit to yourself, commit to an idea that you have, and follow through on what you say you're going to do. Number 2 is communication, and that's the topic we're going to talk about today. Number 3 is community. And finally, the 4th C for success is collaboration. On season 2, I decided that I would like to have conversations with young people to get their perspective on one of the 4 C's for success. So I'm very excited that I have a special young guest that's joining me today. Jason Dubois was born on May 25th, 2008, and he loves sports and video games. He practices hockey, skateboarding, and soccer. He has a very good sense of humor and has a very good following of friends because they love to be with him because he's a very noble man. He got a prize at school for being honest and taking care of his friends at school. He also tries to do the best at whatever he does. He loves to talk, and he has been thinking about starting his own business. So we might find out a little bit about that today. He's a very happy boy, and his parents are very proud of him. He also loves music and, of course, loves to dance, because I love to dance too. So we might have to get some boogie going on there. All right. So I want to say welcome to you, Jason. Thank you so much for taking time out to join me today and for agreeing to be on my podcast. So welcome.
Thank you for letting me on your podcast.
You're very welcome, and happy Friends Friday.
Happy Friends Friday.
Thank you so much. I'm hoping that we can cause a ripple effect with our Friends Friday movement. And so I wanted to have an opportunity to talk to you a little bit about the importance of communication. Now, your mom tells me that you like to talk.
I do.
So do I. That's why I have a podcast. So we're in the right place, Jason. All right. Tell me, how do you like to communicate best? What's your, you know, today there are so many different ways that you can communicate. How do you like to communicate best with your friends?
I like to use my words to communicate, and also through creativity.
Okay. So when you say you want to be creative in communicating, tell me a little bit about what that is.
To be creative in communicating means a lot of things. You can communicate through your art.
Yes.
And like drawing and like sports as well.
Yes. And you can communicate through dance, right?
Yep.
Yep. And oftentimes through dance, people are telling stories. So it's a great way to communicate is with our body. And realistically, our body is 80% of our communication. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking with somebody and you can see them in front of you, if they are a little nervous or scared, they might get red, right? And flushed because they're nervous. These are things that help our body to communicate with the outside world. And so there's lots of different ways of communicating, but your favorite way is using your words.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you have study words? Do you have different words that you use when you communicate, or not necessarily?
Not necessarily, but I have a big vocabulary of words.
Do you find it fun to study different words and find out meanings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. My husband gave me a calendar for Christmas this year, and it's a new word every day. Not that it's a new word to me, but some of the words are new, and it's interesting. Every day I get to read or think about a particular word, and what's very fascinating, I know and I teach about the power of the mind, and often what you think about comes about. And so several situations I would read this word that's in this calendar that was maybe new to me, and then I recognized the situation that I was in that I could actually use that word for the first time. So I thought, you know, this is kind of a little game that I've been playing with myself, but makes it interesting. It helps you remember the new words too.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, when you're communicating with your friends, that you like to use your words, but do you have specific, I guess, protocols that you use when you're talking to your friends? Is there certain things that you like, signs that you guys have when you're talking to each other? Because I know in sports, because you said you like to play hockey and skateboard and soccer. Now, when you're, say, on the soccer field or even skateboarding, do you have signs that you use with your hands so that you can tell people what direction you're going or things like that?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about that. Are there certain signs that tell you in soccer what you're supposed to do? Like, does the coach have signs for you?
Not really.
No? I know in baseball, when I used to play baseball, there's different signs for you to run or steal a base or to hold on your base and things like that, right? And so we would watch the coach at the sideline give us these hand signs so that we would know what to do. So do you have things like that with soccer or not really?
Not really.
What about in hockey?
I don't think so.
No? Sports thing is not really a place where we can talk about signs for communication.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, when you're communicating, how important is it that you communicate effectively for things to happen properly?
I think it's really important because, like, if we don't communicate properly, like, there can be misunderstandings.
Exactly. And so do you have a practice of, you know, confirming what you heard so that you make sure that it's correct?
Yeah, like sometimes ask, can you repeat that just in case, like, I didn't hear it right, so I say the right thing.
Perfect. Now, you love to play video games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there communication through your video games as well?
Yeah, there's a lot of communication because, like, you need to know what's happening in the video game and, like, what you need to do. So sometimes, like, people will tell you what to do or where to go so things can go smoothly.
Yeah. And is it done through verbal communication using words, or is there, like, is there messages in your games that might give you more insight on getting clarity on your situation?
Yeah. You can, like, message, like, through a chat box or, like, message with your microphone.
Good. So there is a chat box on the video games as well.
Yeah.
Perfect. I know you said you like to talk. So do you do things at school that allow you the opportunity to talk?
Like a club or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you in any kind of plays where you like to talk, or do you participate in any organizations at school, like groups of people that maybe do more public speaking at school?
In grade 9, I'm kind of looking to get into debate because that's something I want to do.
Oh, good. Well, that would be perfect because that's an opportunity to talk. And that's kind of where I was going, was wondering if you had any contests or things like that. So you'll be able to practice your speaking skills through the debate.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. So, question for you, is there anything else you'd like to share about communication right now?
I think it's really important and, like, more important than a lot of people think.
Yeah, why?
Because, like, it shows how you're feeling, and you can, like, show other people what you're thinking, how you're feeling, and how you are.
Yes, Good. And, you know, sometimes you already mentioned that there could be miscommunication, right?
Yeah. Because
sometimes what happens is when you might say something with a certain tone of voice, and the person at the receiving end might take it as an insult or that you're angry. And so when you are able to have more clear communication or more effective communication, you can rectify that right away. And that's why I love being in person or on Zoom at least, because then you can see how the person is feeling through the video, right? Or when you're talking to them in person, as I mentioned earlier, if they're angry, then they might get scrunched up face that they're frustrated or something. And you can recognize that and clear it up right away, as opposed to letting it sit and fester and then get a bigger thing happening when it was really a small little thing that was a misunderstanding, right?
Yeah.
So that's why it's really important to communicate. So tell me, when I mentioned about communicating with your body and communicating through dance, have you ever done that?
Mm-hmm. I like to dance. And a couple years ago, I joined the flamenco thing that my sister was doing.
Cool.
It's like a type of dance.
And you had fun?
Yeah, I had fun.
Good. And it's kind of like a storytelling thing, I guess.
Yeah, and it's really like cultural, and I really liked it.
Nice. Awesome. Well, that's great. As you know, I have a deck of questions called the Positive Attitude Zone. Mm-hmm. And having a positive attitude is very important in anything we do in life. So I love using these Positive Attitude Zone talk cards when I'm meeting new people so I can get to know them better. And of course, it's a great way to have communication or more effective communication with people. And so the card that was pulled for you from my last episode with my business partner, Liz, was what would you like to do better? And this is from our yellow category, which is forethought. And we have five different categories. We have blue, which is self-esteem and values. Purple is relationships. Green is creative thinking. Pink is reflective thinking. And yellow is forethought. So that's about thinking ahead, right? What would you like to do better is the question that was chosen for you. So what would you like to do better, Jason?
Something I would like to do better is probably like fulfilling responsibilities.
Oh, that's good.
Because sometimes it's easy to get distracted in life.
Yes.
By things like even like video games.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. Video games can be very distracting, right? Mm-hmm.
And also like procrastinating.
Oh, yeah. Are you a procrastinator?
Yeah, big one.
So how about this? Maybe one thing that you can do better, because what I always suggest is you just focus on one thing, right? Mm-hmm. Always lots of different things we want to improve. But if you just focus on one thing, and in your case, maybe focus on being better at not procrastinating, mm-hmm. right? Because fulfilling responsibilities, whew, that's really big. Mm-hmm. Right? That could be your chores, your homework. It could be practicing for the sports that you're involved with. It could be so big. And so now you told me it was really, procrastination is something that you tend to do. So even if you said to yourself, okay, so this week, I'm going to make sure that whatever I want to do, or my mom tells me to do, if your mom tells you to do the dishes, you do it right away instead of procrastinating and playing one more round of your video game. Mm-hmm. And so getting in the habit of just doing it right away, or even when you come home from school, maybe sometimes you just put your books in your room and leave them on the floor when really you want to take them out, put them on your desk so you do your homework. And so to avoid procrastinating doing your homework, then you would bring your bag in, put your book on your desk so that it's ready to go right after whatever it is that you're doing. Just thinking of ways that you can not procrastinate is a huge, huge step in the right direction. What do you mm-hmm. think of that?
I agree with you.
It's a good idea?
Yeah, really good.
Awesome. Because I don't want to impose things on you. I just want to give you ideas it'll help you to reach your objective, right? And so if your objective is to not procrastinate, then try and find ways, make lists of things that you can do so that you are not procrastinating around those things, and then focus on just one thing a month. Just do that for the whole month. Maybe making sure that you put your shoes away when you come into the house, right? And so instead of leaving them on the floor where you come in the front door, that you actually put them away where they're supposed to go. And if you just do that for 1 month, that avoids procrastinating fulfilling responsibilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Good stuff. All right. So that's a pretty good answer and pretty good question to share with our listeners. So think about that. What would you like to do better? And there's always something that we can do better. That's what we're here for in life, right? Is to continue to learn and grow so that we can be the best versions of ourselves. So now you are the lucky guy that gets to pick the question for our guest speaker next week, who is Mark. And Mark is actually a soccer coach, and he coaches all over the city of Ottawa. And he's a retired professional soccer player. Oh. So I'm going to have him on next week. And so you get to pick the question that he's going to answer. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So out of the five categories I mentioned, there's five different colors. Blue is self-esteem and values. Purple is relationships. Green, creative thinking. Yellow is forethought. And pink is reflective thinking. Which category would you like to pick from?
Pink.
So we have 8 cards. What number would you like to pick?
4.
Is number 4 a special number? Is that your jersey?
No, my jersey is number 3.
Ah, so our question for Mark that you chose is, what made you feel good today? So that's a really good question, because you know what? I know Mark is a very pay it forward type guy. And he's very much on the same page as what I'm doing here on the podcast. So that's why he was excited about joining me on the podcast. So I'm sure he's going to really like that question. Thank you for picking that. So we always like to wrap up our episode in a fun way. And I always like to offer a joke for people to wrap up their week on Friday and move into the weekend in a fun way. So I know, Jason, that you have a great sense of humor. And I'm sure you found an awesome joke to share with everybody. So tell me, did you find a joke?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so tell me your joke.
What is the best way to communicate with a squirrel?
The best way to communicate with a squirrel? I really don't know.
Climb up a tree and act like a nut.
Okay, that's a good one. You know what? I had a little encounter with a squirrel last summer. I was cleaning out our shed, and I grabbed a box, and this squirrel jumped right at me, scared the living daylights out of me. He jumped on my shoulder and jumped off of my shoulder. And the other day, my husband, we have a screen over our umbrella, and he was trying to get a squirrel out of there. And so the squirrel was bouncing all over him. They like bodies. So maybe body language with squirrels would be helpful. What do you think?
Yeah.
That's pretty much looking like a nut anyways. So I'd like to give you the chance to finish up with last words of wisdom around the topic of communication. So what would you like to share?
It's very important. And with it, you can achieve a lot of things.
Awesome. I love that. Well, thank you so much, Jason, for taking the time out of your busy day to join us. And thank you to my listeners for tuning in on a consistent basis. I want to remind you all that I would love to have communication opportunity to speak with you or interact with you by email or by Facebook Messenger. If you'd like to reach out to me, I'm on Facebook. You can also join us at our Stepping Stones for Success business strategy group on Facebook as well. And of course, all of my contact information is in the show notes so that you can connect with me. So I want to say thank you again, Jason.
Thank you as well for having me on.
You're very welcome. I hope you all have a very happy Friends Friday. And I will look forward to talking with Mark next week when you tune in to our episode on communication once again. Thanks so much again, and have a great week, everyone. Bye for now.
Thanks for winding down your week with our Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Penny Lee is looking to make 1 million friends worldwide. To join her newfound friend fans, fire off an email to hello@pennyleeprevost.com or kick off your shoes and visit the Dancing Motivator Facebook page and drop by her website for more fun ways to live your best life now.